In the second game of Big Ten play, opening up 2024, the onslaught, the slate that is the Big Ten schedule, the Scarlet Knights go down at Ohio State, 76-72. The game started out, there was some competitiveness. It was 19-20 at one point, getting close to midway through the first half. Rutgers starts to really fall behind, and it looks like it's going to be an absolute bloodbath out in Columbus. But the second half rolls around, and Rutgers makes a valiant effort to chip away at Ohio State's lead. Winds up getting very close. Derek Simpson, with only about 20 seconds left on the clock, hits a massive three, but Ohio State does escape with the win. This comes down to one thing for me. All year we've been talking about an identity. All year we've been talking about when is there going to be a cohesion to this team. We're waiting for this cohesiveness to take shape. We're waiting to see who this team is. And while I was sitting there, and I'm listening to the halftime show, I'm thinking to myself, I know what's wrong with this team this year. I know what's wrong and why we can't find an identity. I understand it very well. And they said it on the halftime show, talking about what it was that was holding Rutgers back, where they were struggling. We talk about being inconsistent and streaky when we shoot the ball. We talk about being inconsistent from three and running away with games when we're hot and losing games when we're cold and being cold more often than not. Those aren't new things. We're used to those things in the program the last several years. I realize what's missing from this team this year. I realize why we can't figure out what the identity is. It's pretty simple. Rutgers is a brand. Rutgers has built a brand under head coach Steve Peichel. It succeeds and has seen the most success in years that it's seen. This program, when it's on brand. What is this brand? We're wondering who's the go-to guy. Who's the leader? That's the actual, I realized. I got to stop looking for that because that's the antithesis. The antithesis of the actual brand that Rutgers basketball has seen success with. Because the brand for this program is that there is no one single hero, one single superstar. Even when you had guys like Ron Harper Jr. and Gio, they were sharing the spotlight with each other. They were going game on and game off with who's better, who's going to put the team on their back. Paul Mulcahy had to carry us through one of the toughest stretches in recent memory with those guys on the team. This team needs to play as a team offensively any given night. Somebody else is going to have to take the mantle. Somebody else is going to have to rise to the occasion. Somebody else is going to be streaky. Somebody else is going to be hot. But what should and has to remain consistent with this team as a brand is the grit, the hustle, the heart, the toughness, and the defensive effort to make the team competitive, to gut out competitive, tough games. Early in this game, what we saw was what we've been seeing. And they said in the halftime show, if you get past that initial press from Rutgers, it's home free, and Rutgers is tossing up shots in transition, missing a lot of threes. And when we were struggling, that's exactly what we were doing. This newfangled, new identity that we toyed and tinkered around with, that we can run the floor nonstop and toss up threes because we're such a better shooting team. We're such a faster team. Yada, 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 yada. The truth of the matter is, when we got back to who we were as a basketball team, we were more competitive in this game. Too bad it was a little bit too little too late. Now, is the Big Ten indicative of the strength, the overall basketball strength of the country? The answer is no. The answer is no. The Big Ten's on a down year. But will a significant winning record in the Big Ten and perhaps a run get us on the bubble or get us into the dance? Yeah. Am I thinking about the dance? I told you already, no. Do I want to see competitive basketball? Am I curious to see, as I said, this team build an identity? As I said to Aaron Brightman on his show recently, is it important for this transitionary team this year to build the personality of the team that's going to absorb superstars like Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper and Lathan Somerville? Yes. Yes. So these games are important, and if Rutgers can turn some sort of corner and play this way going forward and turn this into an actual season, it'll go a long way in establishing success, not necessarily or even this year alone, but going forward. Derek Simpson, the guy who many people, including me, had said Jamichael Davis had surpassed, who said his game had regressed a bit, he's the hero tonight, even though there was no hero since we lost. 23 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists on 34 minutes. Down the clutch, he was hitting those pull-up Jays that he'd been missing all year. He hit a 3. He was that spark of energy we needed. But that doesn't mean we're going to get ahead of ourselves like maybe we got ahead of ourselves with Jamichael Davis, who, by the way, Jamichael Davis is still a good young player. He's just the guy tonight that put it together. Truth is, this team is inconsistent, and tomorrow night it's going to be somebody else. Now, hopefully Derek could keep that up and string a bunch of those games together, and now we're talking. But we saw him do this at times last year. We saw him early this year do it in one game. Doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not being a naysayer. I'm just telling you that, again, the identity and the brand of this program is that any guy, any given night. Tonight it was Derek Simpson. Mawat Mag, 11 points, 2 rebounds, continued his energy, and I thought he was under control and opportunistic down the stretch. Andre Hyatt, 9 points, 10 rebounds. Good game for him in that department, 2 assists. Cliff Amore took that shot in the neck. I think he'll be okay. Came back into the game, obviously. 7 points, 1 assist, 7 rebounds, respectable. Derek Simpson with the 8 rebounds, just out of this world. I don't think it boils down to, though, Derek Simpson's skill. How often he's been in the gym. Sheer athleticism. I think it boils down to getting on brand, feeding off the energy on the team when they're competing on both ends of the floor. Feeling like they have that gritty personality that's propelled them for the last several years. I think that's what it boils down to. Gavin Griffiths, 3 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds. His freshman adjustment period continues. I thought at the end of the game, especially, you know, towards the middle to the end of the second half, I thought Rutgers had some opportunities to really tie the game quicker, get ahead, and maybe change the entire, you know, outlook of the game late in the game. But despite some guys getting a little hot, despite the energy change, despite Ohio State going cold for a bit there, and Rutgers starting to finally see some balls fall that usually have not fallen for us at all this year, we were still struggling to hit certain shots, and we were still, at times, not every time down the floor, but at certain times, I thought we were still kind of rushing, hoisting up shots when we shouldn't have. And that's going to be a problem. So at the end of the day, Ohio State, which also, by the way, there's guys on the other side of the floor that are also on scholarship, also on NIL, also playing for the pride of their school, and they want to win too. And they started off with a hell of a cushion. And they weren't going to be denied towards the end there. And that's to be expected when the game is that out of hand at a certain point earlier. Ohio State made some shots very late, almost let it slip away, but didn't quite. Rutgers doesn't actually win the game. But I thought the contrast between the first half and the second half was interesting because I think it really showed us who this team needs to be if they want to find any success and what this team needs to maintain as a brand going forward, no matter who the recruits are that come in, no matter what level of recruit they are, no matter what style of ball they play, there has to be some basic base level foundation of a team with a brand, of a program with a personality. And I think we saw two halves this game. It doesn't mean it's going to continue into the next game. You hope it does. But whether it continues into the next game or not and gains any steam or momentum at all, at least we know what it is we're looking for. At least we know what the beacon is going forward. At least we understand. And we should have known already, silly us, what the key to success in this program really is. Guys, if you have not yet subscribed, please click the subscribe button. It's right here. It's easy to do. We are looking to get to 500 subscribers. We appreciate your support very much. We have been growing steadily. It's been great. We want to continue growing. And we want you to subscribe. So if you like Rutgers content, if you like listening, then go ahead and click that subscribe button. Join Night Watch. Continue to stay updated on Rutgers content and the different visual audio essays I come up with after games and whenever there's big news with Rutgers football or basketball. Also, just as a reminder, we are available on an audio-only podcast on most major podcast platforms. Just type in Night Watch. You can type in Night Watch Larry K or Night Watch Rutgers. It should pop up on any one of your major podcast outlets, or you can type it into Google and you can listen to every video that comes out here. You can listen to it as an audio podcast while you're driving, while you're at work, wherever. Subscribe on here and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. It'll be up on Apple Podcasts very soon. It's on most of the other major carriers already. Their process just takes a little bit longer. So make sure you're searching for this podcast on those platforms. As you know, when you're on the go, heading home from the game, traveling the next day, and you want to hear something, you don't have time to sit and watch YouTube, it'll be available on those platforms. On here, click subscribe too, though, on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, come on over to YouTube, Night Watch, Larry K. Find the channel, click subscribe. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Rutgers playing Iowa at Iowa this Saturday. So we have a lot to talk about soon. Let's see if this team realizes what I just realized tonight. Larry K. out.